Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and
the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educationally related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate. Look at that crowd out there, though.
Look at that crowd. I can't even believe how many people are here.
Oh my God.
There's more here than at Fleetwood Mac, but, you know, it's still, Fleetwood Mac is still good. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. I know, just right in the vicinity. This is when I should be playing, like, I guess the chain.
Yeah.
You know, a little Fleetwood Mac intro. We'll end on the chain. We'll end on it.
Next week. Okay.
Okay, we can end on it. Welcome, Cannabis Kid.
Welcome, Bellstar.
Welcome, Silver Sister, and the boy. The boy is here. And we know Tech Guy is floating. He's just perpetually floating now. He doesn't even make brownies anymore, does he? Oh, lucky. We miss him. My boy still looks for him in the morning here when we leave the kids going. We're looking for Tech Guy. But he's just here. So, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Arizona's number one, the world's number one live cannabis radio show with everything, anything. We're going to make it up.
Free for all.
We're going to read it. We're going to make it up. We're going to gossip. We're going to spread rumors.
Usually our stuff comes from pretty reliable places.
Fine. Tell them it's the truth. Whatever. We're going to edumacate y'all. So welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Thank you for being here. Another beautiful day in sunny Tucson, Arizona. What's our temperature this morning? It's a cool, 61? What do we got, 61 degrees?
We got like five different things going on there.
Well, we got, there's
Napa. You're like a weather woman.
I am a weather woman.
Bell stuff and coast to coast.
That's right. Pretty soon live. We'll go East Coast. We'll freak them out on the East Coast live.
Live from New York.
Oh, gosh. That would be super fun. You know what else is going to be super fun?
What is going to be
We got the first annual, first ever 420 pig roast coming up. It's Monday. I know. Everybody just take the day off work because you're not really going to be present anyway. You know, we know that. Or you're going to go to work so stoned, you're not really going to be present anyway because you're just going to have to, like, get to that 420 point and just be high because you can't get out
the whole time.
The whole time.
It's noon to 2 a.m.
Yes, noon 2 a.m. Oh, so we've got...
There is going to be a...
Desert Bloom Relief is sponsoring with AZ for Normal, Tumbleweeds Health Center, Tucson Weekly. Where's our little flyer? I think we got a flyer around here somewhere. We do.
Fresh Fire Grill, Normal.
Enhance, the unveiling of Enhance.
That's going to be delicious.
And the Flower Galore by Desert Bloom, I'm really excited to. I like their little logo. I'm excited to see what they got going on.
Chew Medibles by Chewbies.
Sweet Depot. All sorts of stuff's going to be happening. Any state card holder, if you've got a valid card and you happen to be in Tucson, Arizona, and you just made a wrong turn and missed Denver, that's all right. You could hang out with us. 420. Bring your valid card. It's noon to 2 a.m. It's at Club XS. We know the address. It's on here somewhere.
Yes, it's right here. It is 5851 East Speedway Boulevard. And it's right, I would pretty much say it's right in between Swan and Wilmont on your north side. You'll see it if you haven't been there.
Yeah.
5851 East Speedway Boulevard.
There will be either large clouds of smoke or big signs. I'm sure there will be both because there's a medicated room. But if you're not medicating, that's totally fine. 21 and over are welcome. Raffle tickets, gift baskets, and more. There's street coupons. There's music, food, medibles, concentrate bar. Full data.
I was actually talking to one of the promoters last night, and she is putting together the gift baskets.
Oh, Lord.
And they sound pretty incredible. So,
all right.
There's a non-medicated one for non-medicated users, so you get to pick your basket. And then there's a medicated one for medicated users, so there's some concentrates in there. So all kinds of exciting stuff that's going to be at the 420 event.
Excellent. You should all get down there. It's going to be a blast. So this morning we've got SSCP on. We've got Trevor from our local chapter of Students for Sensible Drug Policy will be coming on air with us to talk about what's happening in the student world. We know that the students are going to make a big difference out there this year. It's a lot of them. And if they vote, 18 and over, if we get them out there to do this, we could be making major changes.
Well, I think it's just the more we educate. So, you know, talking to anyone you know, you hear, you know, the more you educate, the more it'll get passed on. And I mean, we already see that media is taking, it still's got its shady side.
Oh, and it still has taken a major toll. I mean, we can't even advertise on our local television spots because they don't want the marijuana yet.
Yeah.
What about the baby? yes. So, come down to 420. Oh. Just come down. And
lots of education.
Get certified first. If you're not certified, come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. $85 certification, $65 recertifications, and right now processing is just $25. Come down. We'll take care of all your paperwork for you. Don't be scared. We'll make sure your picture's pretty.
Don't be scared.
And we'll do the pretty picture. We'll send in all your paperwork. We'll get you a card, and maybe, I don't know, today's the 15th. I don't know if you could get your card by the 20th. It's a long shot. It's happened before, folks. Come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and get certified before 420. Try it. We dare you. We dare you. Double dog area. Tell them you heard the ad on the radio show. We'll take an extra $10 off processing.
Ooh.
But you got to mention the ad from the radio show.
Well, sorry, you're that dropping prices.
I know. It means you have to be listening at 8:07 in the morning. And who's paying attention right now besides us? And are we even paying attention? We don't know. Sully's not. Well, anyway, so come down. And if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can go to the event section and see the little. These are not the actual pigs getting roasted because they're smoking joints. They're smoking. They're too happy to be out there on the little roof. So be sure to include code 420 Tumbleweeds or even easier, Doobie. Mention either one of those words. Get 20% off your entrance fee, which is fantastic. Remember, there's a medicated and a non-medicated side. 21 and over. Come on down. Get groovy. And there's lots of, everybody's going to be handing out free things. This is what we love about events. Everybody that hands out the free stuff. So come get your free swag. Tumbleweeds Health Center will be handing out some free things, and we'll have some cool new products with their logos on them. Mm-hmm. Our favorite thing. Our favorite thing coming up with our logos. Come on down, and you'll see the big surprise. So what else is going on in the news today? You can actually go to the little news section there. And I thought this was very interesting. I found this online yesterday or the day before about the health benefits from juicing with marijuana. We love it.
What a great discussion.
Yeah, we love juicing, and we love the fact that we sat next to Dr. Courtney and had no idea. Doctors, researchers, and medical professionals are finding that raw marijuana, cannabis, usually in a juiced form, is much more beneficial than if smoked or vaporized. This is because heating marijuana decarboxylates it and removes many beneficial substances. Below are some quotes from these professionals. Okay, so Donald Abrams, chief of hematology oncology at San Francisco General Hospital, says, if cannabis were discovered in the Amazon rainforest today, people would be clamoring to make as much use as they could of all the potential benefits of the plant. Unfortunately, it carries with it a long history of being a persecuted plant. And that's the truth. If it were just discovered today, if someone said, hey, check this out, it can do this, this, and this, we'd go, right on, wow, let's get rid of this, this, and this. But because it's had such a stigma falling in a dark cloud over its head, which we are changing that cloud into a vapor. Woo! A clear vapor over the skies of cannabis now. We love it. All right, Dr. William Courtney, dietary raw cannabis specialist, says, if cannabis has captured these molecules that our body's regulatory systems would be more effective, the bottom line is it's a dietary essential that helps all 210 cell types function more effectively. I don't even refer to it as a medicine anymore, strictly as a dietary essential.
I love that, essential.
It's like one of your essential amino acids, fatty acids, all the good stuff. It's just an essential. You need to have it.
I think I was talking to you about eating it the other day, Belle, was I?
Maybe.
It's really incredible. It's so good for you.
It is.
And I tell people this because
it gives you a lot of energy.
Your second brain lives in your stomach. There are more neurons there than down the spinal cord.
Wow.
They're all inlined, and they interline the tubing of the small intestine. Really, from your esophagus all the way down to the very bottom of you.
We're getting deep here.
I'm telling you. Juicing with this plant is incredible, and you will feel the effects within 2 weeks, I can guarantee you.
Yep.
You will start feeling different. It really does amazing things.
It really does amazing things, and you really do get a lot of energy from juicing it,
Dr. Courtney says, you get all of them. You get all of the cannabinoids.
I love it.
You're not burning plant matter.
It helps all 210 cell types function more effectively.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people feel better when they use cannabis. And it's not like, you know, people are afraid of the high, which we need to use a different word, and we need to dispel this myth about being high, because I always say, what's wrong with a little bit of happy? You know, half of this country is on antidepressants. Well, kick those and smoke a joint and smile, and your body will be relaxed, and all 210 cell types are going to function more effectively when you do that. Or juice it.
A couple glasses of cannabis juice.
Yeah, or have some cannabis tea. But here's something that if you heat the plant, you will decarboxylate THCA, and you will get high. Quote. You'll get your 10 milligrams of THC. If you don't heat it, you can get up to 500 or 600 milligrams. Use it as a dietary cannabis and push it up to the antioxidant and neuroprotective levels, which come into play at hundreds of milligrams. It assists dramatic increase in dose from 10 milligrams of psychoactive THC to 500 to 1,000 milligrams of non-psychoactive THCA, CBDA, and CBGA that compromises the primary difference between traditional medical marijuana and alternative cannabinoid dietary cannabis. You are getting, so if you smoke it, you get 10 milligrams of THC, because it's actually changed the molecule from THCA to THC. So you're getting 10 milligrams of THC. If you eat it raw, you get 500 to 600 milligrams, and that is to be used as a dietary supplement.
And
essential. That's a lot. That is a lot.
And it's not going to even hurt you even if you take more.
10 milligrams smoking, 500 to 1,000 milligrams of non-psychoactive juicing. Yeah, the difference
incredible.
Is astounding. 10 milligrams versus 1,000 milligrams. And this is what Dr. Lester Grinspoon talked to us on the radio show when we had him on. He said he does both. He takes a capsule of the pure plant, and then he smokes it. Because he enjoys the enhancement that it does produce.
Right.
The changing
of that molecule. The creativity, all the stuff that happens. Yeah. That's nice.
The reason Stevie Nicks likes to use it and sit at her little piano.
Mm.
It's just the greatest little thing. CBD works on receptors, and as it turns out, we have cannabinoids in our bodies, indigenous cannabinoids, that turn out to be very effective at regulating immune functions, nerve functions, and bone functions. The endogenous cannabinoid system acts as a modulator in fine-tuning a lot of these systems. And if something is deranged biochemically in a person's body, it may well be that a cannabinoid system can bring these things back into balance, says Ethan Russo, senior medical advisor to GW Pharmaceuticals. Cannabis has the greatest potential of any medicinal plant, says Ethan Russo, with statements from medical professionals such as these, it's a wonder why cannabis is federally illegal and classified as a Schedule I substance, which means the government has conducted that it has no medicinal value whatsoever. Hopefully, in the near future, marijuana prohibition will end worldwide and humans will have access to this amazingly beneficial plant that nature has provided us with.
Beautiful.
Very beautiful. So seriously, if you use it, you're going from 10 milligrams of a molecule that's been changed even to 500 to 1,000 milligrams of pure THCA, the non-psychoactive. So do both. Do it all. Mm-hmm. Why not? Let's do it. All right. So let's see here. I think we've got somebody on the line here. We're hoping that it's Trevor from SSCP. Let's just give a little introduction to SSCP. They are Students for Sensible Drug Policy, the only international network of students dedicated to ending the war on drugs. At its heart, SSCP is a grassroots organization led by a student-run board of directors. We create change by bringing young people together and creating safe spaces for students of all political and ideological stripes to have honest conversations about drugs and drug policy. Founded in 1998, SSCP comprises thousands of members at hundreds of campuses in countries around the globe. All right, let's see. Good morning. Are you Trevor from SSCP here? Hello, good morning. All righty, well. Oh, maybe.
Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Maybe it's not SSCP and they're just too scared to come on the line. We dare you say something. It's all right. You're live in front of gazillions of people. All right, well, they're listening anyway. No one's really watching you, so don't look around. They're going like this right now. No one. And no one's looking at you from your computer either, which is what we thought when we first started. So we'll wait. We'll wait for it. So that's what SSCP does. There's a chapter right here in Tucson. They hold weekly Thursday meetings. So you can go down to the campus, I believe, U of A, and get in on one of these meetings. We need the youth of this country to kick it up a notch. Come on, kids, and get out there and vote. Yeah. At least if you're going to vote for something, vote for the plant you love.
Yeah, I would probably would have been in that group when I was at U of A.
Well, I would hope to have been in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or going to college at the time.
Awesome. So check this out. Thursdays at 7 p.m. Join us as we change the world one policy at a time. Our weekly meetings are a time to meet with fellow club members to discuss club business, student union, fourth floor, patio, Students for Sensible Drug Policy. Thursday, 7 p.m. in the student union, fourth floor, patio. That's awesome. So get on down there and chat with your fellow cannabis lovers. And just talk to people about drug policy is what they're saying. It's an open discussion about all drug policy.
That's
scheduling, you know, whatever issues, border issues. You know, we hear that now, the thing now to do is to send meds from Colorado to Mexico. Yeah, it's going backwards now. We're not. They're getting our meds now. They're like, wait a minute. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Yeah, can we trade? No. No. But you can buy it. So someday.
Well, I think it became, I think at one time they probably did have really good meds down there. Open grow meds, and then things just started, you know, not being taken care of or became so corrupt.
No, I don't know about really good meds.
Well, not really good meds, but different strains. I was watching, that's a different strain. Strain Hunter, we need to get on here. He's really awesome.
What?
His name is Strain, he's called the Strain Hunter, and he goes to different countries and tracks down open fields of cannabis.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw
and brings
that.
Back the seeds.
Yep, I saw that.
Incredible. Sorry.
Okay.
On a tangent.
No, that's a good one because people are always saying, how do I get seeds?
Well,
I've heard people order them online.
Yeah, well, this is where they come from. There's actually hunters that go out and look for the strains all over the world. It's this plant is everywhere.
Yeah, and it's
despite on what some people say. I mean, it's in almost every single country.
It probably is in every
country. It is.
I would imagine.
In every single country. I mean, and each country has its own strengths.
Yeah.
Where they've, yeah, incredible. Deep, really deep in Thailand. Amazon. So that's why I said in some of the more tropical areas of Mexico, they probably had some very unique stuff.
I would imagine. I would like to travel the world, just try out the strengths of the world. I think that's what we should do this.
Okay, so I just have to get into this really quick one more time.
Do it.
I was watching Strain Hunter the other day.
Yes.
You can watch it on YouTube.
What is Strain Hunter?
Okay, so we'll have them on. We'll get them
but
on.
I just have to tell you about this one because it was really near and dear to my heart. Was they found a pineapple fruit one. He says when he smelt it, it smells like pineapple. So
wow. They
find all these fruity strains. He's like, people are going to love this back in the United States. Like, pretty much everywhere. So they just caught a couple of the seeds out because everything is just meld together. I mean, there's everything's out there growing. It's crazy. You just see fields of it, and I can only imagine the smell, like when you step foot in it. So
crazy. Yeah, I see it.
And you didn't know how I feel about pineapple and tropical flavors. When it comes to cannabis, it's like the...
I like the lemon flavor.
I know.
Yeah.
It's the realest. Like, smell. It's so real. It's beyond artificial flavors. I mean, even beyond what a pineapple actually smells like. I mean, you can't walk up on, whack open a pineapple and get the smell that you get from this cannabis plant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do a challenge. We'll get a...
Strain Hunter, we're asking you.
Yes. We'll bring the pineapple, you bring the weed, and we'll do the challenge.
Incredible, incredible show. So if you like to know where your strains come from, check that place.
Check it out. Check it out. All right. Well, and you can also check out SomaWeedSaleCenter.com because we're going to read some more news. Guess what the government just admitted?
What, Elsa?
That cannabis kills cancer.
Shut up.
Get out. I did it.
No.
Well, according to this. We'll see.
According to
this one. Cannabis kills cancer cells, and that's a fact. However... It's a plain fact that the federal government has tried to hide or dismiss throughout marijuana's prohibition. As more studies and facts surrounding the medical benefits of marijuana, hiding these truths become increasingly impossible by the day. A recent admission by government branch NIDA, the National Institute on Drug Abuse, finally relays a message of truth from the government. Quote, recent animal studies have shown that marijuana can kill certain cancer cells and reduce the size of others. Evidence from one animal study suggests that extracts from a whole plant marijuana can shrink one of the most serious types of brain tumors. Research in mice showed that these extracts, when used with radiation, increase the cancer-killing effects of the radiation. And this is from the Daily Caller. This admission comes on the heels of influential senators introducing the CARES Act, a bill that would effectively decriminalize cannabis and end prohibition. While not without merit, the admission by NIDA seems like the folding of a cheap and fake suit once and for all. It's simply not logical or plausible to argue against marijuana's medical effects, even if you're the government with an ulterior motive. And as marijuana becomes a prime issue in the 2016 election, whichever candidate wins that race will likely do so by embracing the rise of reason in America for cannabis. Don't you love it?
I love being in the forefront of this right now
because
it is incredible, the stuff that is coming out of this.
It's unbelievable.
I always go back to the people who are creating these new products. Well, there's a company that just came out, and I will find the article later, that is creating one just for children. And it's, of course, all medicine's different, and of course, you have to try it before, but... there's other things coming out that are helping kids with their seizures. And this is a pretty incredible plant. You're going to see many more things pop out of this.
Yep.
It's going to be incredible.
It is incredible. And guess what happened in Colorado in February? They sold a record amount of recreational marijuana. Colorado set another record for legal recreational marijuana sales in February, breaking the previous month's record. Holy cow. The opening of new stores contributed to the increase of marijuana sales. I have yet to travel to Colorado to make a purchase, but I know many that have. Legal marijuana is fairly expensive in Colorado, but most people don't mind, per the cannabis. Around 39.2 million of recreational cannabis was sold in state shops in February, according to calculations based on data provided by the Colorado Department of Revenue. The previous monthly record for recreational sales was 36.4 million. Exactly. Much of the growth comes from additional shops opening up in still new recreational cities, including Aurora, Colorado's third most popular city that only started selling retail pot last October, experts say. We just opened the ninth store in Aurora, said Meg Collins, vice president of business development for Good Chemistry, which operates a shop in central Denver, and its brand new flagship store in Aurora, in addition to being part owners of the Denver shop called Wellspring. The activity in Aurora has helped boost those sales and tax numbers, and people are also getting more comfortable with purchasing legally, knowing that it's available and becoming a bit more mainstream. That's helping sales too. And that's a good point to make. People are becoming more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's going to do nothing but rise. You're going to see March, April, May, the summertime in Colorado is spectacular. They're just shut it down, Colorado. The whole state's going to just be one giant puff of fun, I'm telling you, and lots of money. The jobs it's creating. So if they're making that much more money, they're growing that much more, they're getting that much more
product. Schools are getting better.
I just went to the hydro store, and schools are getting better. Right. The roads are getting paved. But I'm telling you, the jobs it's creating, I mean, it's
going
to just...
Infrastructure of that state is just going...
More trimmers, more growers, more consultants, more grow rooms, more buildings, more hydro stores.
Oh, you're
stores.
That way, yeah.
We're going cuckoo. Cuckoo. Cuckoo for cannabis. Cuckoo for cannabis. all right.
Trademark, like Bell Star.
That's right. All right, we're going to... That's right. What you hear here is trademark here. We're going to attempt again to get SSDP on the line. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Here we go. All right. Are you live with us, SSDP?
Yeah, this is Trevor. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, good Trevor, morning. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm a little warmed and off.
Oh, that's all right.
How are you doing this morning?
We're doing excellent. We're excited that you're on the show with us. We've got a lot of questions about your organization. Why don't you tell everybody, we gave a little blanket statement, but why don't you tell everybody about yourself and SSDP and how you got involved and what's going on?
Okay, well, SSDP is a nonprofit organization centered around students. It stands for Students for Sensible Drug Policy, and we're in over 270 chapters now across the world. We're not just here in the United States, we're international now. And it's a great organization that gives young adults an avenue to frustrate some of their political frustrations. You know, a lot of young people are upset with the system we have these days, and they realize it doesn't make sense and that we've been handed a system by our grandparents and our parents that's just not going to work for us. And so in SSDP, we get a chance to work on some of these things, like marijuana legalization and medical marijuana reform. But we're even bigger, and our umbrella extends out to things such as harm reduction and, providing avenues for needle exchange programs. We try to keep all, drug addicts in mind. We realize that, drug use, abuse, and addiction, drug addiction is a mental health problem, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of states in their mentality that treat it like a criminal problem, and they're putting a lot of people behind bars for smoking pot and dumb things that people shouldn't be in jail for. So we try to fight that and get laws changed by lobbying. We go talk to local politicians. We talk to politicians at the state level, and some of us are even lucky enough to go to Washington, D.C. and talk to politicians at a federal level, like I was able to. The club sent me out there in September. So they do a lot of good things for their students, too. They help them find jobs when they graduate. They help them get connected in the industry. It's just a really cool experience, and it's a fun thing for students to get involved with.
Absolutely. How do you get students involved with that? Because we know it's hard to get young people out there voting and doing things. How is it that you get people involved?
Well, the main way we get students involved, like in person, is by tabling at the university. We set up a table and, you know, in a busy part of the university, and we just wait for people to come by, and we put up signs like marijuana, you know, safer than alcohol, and that strikes the conversation. So people come over to our table to find out what we're all about, and generally a lot of people get interested from that point, and they can sign up on a list, and we'll invite them to our meetings and stuff like that. It's hard to find good club members, though, but it's understandable because, you know, students are really busy. We have a lot of stuff going on, so it's a real blessing when I'm able to find someone that has a little bit of extra time to give to the club. So.
And what are you finding that students are asking the majority? What's the question they're asking the most? What are they most interested
when's
in?
When's marijuana going to be legal?
And then do you ask them, well, whenever you start voting, you say that back?
Right. I kind of tell them, you know, I tell them what we're doing. I tell them what we're working on. I told them, you know, at this point in time, we're waiting for an initiative to come out so we can collect signatures for it. I mean, it gives me a chance to explain the political process of how, you know, something goes from being illegal to becoming legal. A lot of people don't understand that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't understand the work, effort, and stuff that goes into it. But it gives a lot of them an opportunity to want to get involved and want to collect signatures and stuff. And they know that there's something that they can do individually to contribute to the overall effort. A lot of them get excited about it, and it kind of fires them up to get participating, you know?
And do you, like, on your website, if anybody wants to go to ssdp.org, you can check it out. They've got all sorts of resources here. But the campaigns, are those campaigns you bring to the campus that you share with people on the campus regularly?
Yeah, we have a campaign list online on our national site. And those are campaigns that we're not doing all of them, but they're campaigns that have been done by SSDB chapters and things that chapters are currently working on. Like, you kind of have to, there's so much to be done that you kind of have to pick and choose your battles as a chapter individually. We can't possibly work on everything, so we try to work on what we think we might A, have the most success with, and B, we have the most need for. So, you know, on our campus, along with marijuana policy reform, right now we're working on getting a better Good Samaritan policy enacted. Good Samaritan policy and that also kind of 911 policy is something that allows, you know, say if two people are together and one of them is overdosing on, you know, say heroin or something like that, it allows the other person to call to get medical help without fear of being charged by the law, because it's really a medical emergency. So as of right now, there's no amnesty for, the only thing that the campus has amnesty for is alcohol. So that Good Samaritan policy doesn't apply to drugs, which is really dumb. You know, a lot of people, you know, especially young kids, like, don't have experience with drugs, and, you know, overdoses happen. We need to be prepared to handle those in a more proper way than, you know, giving people the fear of jail for reporting something that could save a life, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's one of the things we're working on. But definitely marijuana is an important one. SSDP has been important in the states that have legalized in their effort to contribute to that. They did a phone banking campaign for Alaska and Colorado back in 2012, and I think they made over 85,000 calls combined to different prospective voters to tell them, you know, why they should go out and vote for legalization. And it's kind of cool because, you know, in this day and age with technology, you know, you can extend your efforts beyond your physical realm, you know, with blog posts and editorials and all the things that are available to express your interest and, you know, your beliefs these days. It's pretty awesome what you can really do from just a computer or a phone, you know?
Are you finding that you're having more interest nowadays because of the what's going on in the media and politics right now? Because we're coming up to the last year.
It's been pretty steady because, you remember, when I got started last year, we were in the midst of collecting signatures for the 2014 campaign that we didn't get enough signatures for. So there's been a steady level of interest, you know. It just depends. I tend to get more people interested in the beginning of the semester when they haven't been bogged down with school yet and stuff. Towards the finals, you know, like, everyone's pretty absorbed. So a lot of it's timing, catching people at the right time. So I've been chapter president for 2 years now, so I'm trying to pass down the reins. So hopefully someone can step up as chapter president next semester. I'll still be involved with the club, but I'll be more on the sidelines watching them and helping them go along because, you know, I'm about to graduate. So I'd like to, one of my biggest goals for my chapter is just to see it survive me and be able to come back in a couple of years and see they're still active, you know?
Absolutely. Well, there you go. If anyone wants to be president of SSCP.
Right. It's been a wonderful experience. It's opened a lot of doors for me, and it's really it's shaped me into the person I am today. It's taught me a lot about myself, and it's helped me grow as a person, and I wouldn't change the experience for anything, you know?
That's awesome. And how is it that students can take action and find you to help you with things?
They can just go to sscp.org, and they'll find my phone number and email on there for University of Arizona chapter president, and they can get in contact with me, and then I can let them know when our meetings are. They're kind of, we don't have a set time right now, so I can't just give a day and a time, but we have regular meetings. We just kind of adjust them around our current club's member schedule so we can try to get as many people together as possible. But yeah, if they go to sscp.org, they can find the University of Arizona chapter, and it should have my information on it.
And what's the next event you'll be hosting?
I'm not sure. We're going to be tabling at the 420 Pig Roast on Monday, but I don't think we're going to be having a big event this semester. We're supposed to be able to get everybody together and organized in time, but maybe hopefully in the fall we can do something. We did our last big event was a pretty good one. We did a Know Your Rights seminar, and we were able to have some pretty famous people in the marijuana industry come do some conferences for us. So maybe something like that again in the fall. I'm not sure. I might leave it up to the people who step in my place to brainstorm and come up with something cool, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, the pig roast is going to be really exciting. We hope that we get a lot of people out there, actually.
I'm looking forward to it. My mom just got, well, you guys know, you guys helped her. She's getting her card, so she's excited to be able to go to her first big event, you know?
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is awesome.
Taking your mom right on.
That's great. Yeah. So that should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Some good food and some good medication, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good education. And tell us about your weekly meetings that you have. Are those still happening?
About the what meetings?
Do you still have your Thursday meetings?
Oh, no, that's what I was saying. This semester it's been kind of all over the place just because we have new chapter members, and it's kind of, we do it on a week-by-week basis, but if someone gets a hold of me, I can direct them to our Facebook page where we post up all our meeting times and stuff.
And what is your Facebook page?
SSDP/UofA.org, I believe, or .com. I'm not sure what the end, I think it's .com because it's Facebook, yeah. It's just SSDP and then /UofA.
All right, well, they can find that. They can figure the Facebook. It's pretty easy. Students for Sensible Drug Policy, SSDP. Awesome.
Yeah, University of Arizona chapter.
Yes, yeah. Okay. It's really, really important to get the kids of today out because we know that there's a couple elections coming up. Well, we've heard that in 2015 in June, the legislature wants to just legalize cannabis like Colorado has done already.
I don't know if that's a great idea, though, because then they're kind of in control of all the parameters, you know?
Yeah. Well, and then there's the whole MPP debacle going on where there's some debates about another organization popping up to gain signature as well for a legalization bill, and they're thinking that having two bills out there is too many.
I couldn't think of a better plan to derail legalization in Arizona than to get the community to fight against each other. I understand what we're fighting for. It's very important, though. I think grow rights are very important for people to have. I don't know. It's a tough call. I don't know. I think that at the end of the day, if MPP wants to not, you know, give the consumers in Arizona what they want, then I think, you know, this is my opinion, but I think State of Arizona could probably get one ballot passed. You know, we're the ones that have all the people that collect signatures and stuff. You know, like what we're lacking is funds, but I think funds are easier to come by than hardworking people willing to like go out there and put in the effort. You know, so I hope
gotta
that we can get associates together and they put out an initiative that will make everybody at least somewhat happy that we can all get behind, because it would be great to have the support of MPP. They really have, you know, done some good in getting it legalized in other states, but at the same time, they need to be conscious of the people in this state and what we want, and not just impose what they think is best for us on us.
That's true. The people need to be listened to, and I think the biggest challenge, one of the biggest challenges right now are the patients want to grow. I personally don't see a problem with that. We are allowed 100 gallons of alcohol a year we can brew, and Budweiser doesn't really have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I think
another important thing is, like, you know, when Jimmy Carter passed the Home Brewing Act of 1978, before that there was five major beer manufacturing companies in the United States. And now at this point there's something over like 400 microbreweries or something at this point. I'm not sure if that's an accurate number, but it just goes to show that, you know, monopolies aren't good. They're not good. You know, back in the 70s, you go into the store and you had your choice of maybe six or seven different beers, you know, and now you go in the store and the choices and variety are endless, because they allowed people to, you know, take this craft of brewing beer into their home and, like, get a passion for it and go about it. And, you know, that's what generated, you know, having all these different people doing it is what gets new ideas and these new concepts. And so, I mean, like beer companies like Samuel Adams are here today because of that law that Jimmy Carter passed. And I think it needs to be the same with marijuana. You know, I think it shouldn't be an exclusive right to be able to grow this plant. I think everybody should be able to grow it. And, you know, it's not going to – people are all worried that, you know, dispensaries are all worried that people are just going to grow their own pot. They're not going to grow from dispensaries. You know, how many people brew their own alcohol in their house compared to how many people go down the street and buy a six-pack? It's not going to kill the market for marijuana, you know.
Well,
it's going to maybe take a couple of consumers off the market. But growing marijuana, it's not easy to grow great marijuana either. It's a craft, and it takes a long time to develop a green thumb. And if they let people grow overnight, it's not going to be like in 6 months from now, everyone's going to have their AAA chronic coming out of their closets. You know, it's going it takes a lot of time, energy, and effort, and it's a big investment to grow equipment and stuff like that. So I think that they should allow people to grow, and I don't think it's really going to affect the market too much.
Yeah, and they have to realize that even in between grows, the people that are growing are still going to go to the dispensary. People that are brewing at home still go buy beer at the store. Yeah.
They're not going to shut down. It's a farmer's market. Think about it like that.
Well, they're just scared. I don't even know what, because to say to somebody you can't grow a plant, come on, you know. Especially if they're using it for their own medicine and they feel, you know, they want to know what's in it. They grow it organic. It's safer. It's theirs. They don't have to go out and shop for
it.
Maybe
they just want to grow it the way they want to grow it, you know?
Yeah. And it's therapy. Growing can be really good therapy for people. It's very therapeutic to take care of a plant.
Yeah, I mean, canyon garden.
Nurture it and watch it grow. Yeah.
Some people grow tomatoes because they don't like anybody else's tomatoes.
That's right. Well.
They'll legalize the tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's right. Legalize tomatoes. So anything else you want to let our listeners know about SSDP and what you're doing over there, what's going on?
Well, I applied for a job with SSDP, so I got my fingers crossed. It's regional outreach coordinator. So what I would be doing is helping other chapters get started. You know, I'd be in control of a certain area. One of them is the Pacific region. So if I got that, there's two positions available. One of them is Pacific region, and the other one's just you're in charge of a couple different districts. But if I get the Pacific region, it'd be cool. I'd be moving to San Francisco, and I'd be in charge of Alaska, Washington, Oregon, California, and Hawaii. So if I get to take a couple trips to Hawaii, that'd be nice. But now I'm seeing if I can move up in this drug policy reform. And it's jumping the gun a little bit because I'm not quite to graduation. I did want to finish school before I trucked on. But, you know, I started school to be able to get a job like this. So if this becomes available before I graduate, I can go part-time and go to school online and do what it takes to make it happen. So that's kind of where I'm at. You know, I'm hoping to actually turn this into a career and be able to have an effect on, you know, drug policy reform for years to come. I don't want to just graduate and call it good, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for doing that. That's a big commitment and a big, you know, that's a big deal. And that's awesome. That would be awesome. Have to go to Hawaii. Bummer.
Sounds like a great, great job. Good luck ever on that.
Yeah, have to
thank
spread
you guys.
The
I'll keep you posted. But if that doesn't go through, I'm still gonna I'm still gonna put my efforts here, probably here, into the legalization in Arizona, and just keep working on what I'm working on now. So either way, I'll be happy, and either way, I'll still be involved in activism. So.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful.
We always
wonderful.
Love to hear
yeah.
who's out on the front lines. And
education is the most important thing. We try and spread the most we can.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you
know,
you so
one of our taglines is schoolsnotprisons.org. That's one of our ways to get to our website instead of SSDP. I'll still link you to SSDP.org, but it's yeah, it's great. It's schoolsnotprisons.org.
Okay.
Schools, not prisons. Awesome.
Schools, not prisons.
Yeah.
I'll write
yep.
that down on the blog.org.
Yeah.
Is that right? Schools, not prisons.
No, I'll take you to the SSDP webpage.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Very nice.
Well, thank you so much for coming on so early. We know it's very early for students.
No problem. And, well, thanks for having me. It's great talking to you guys.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank
good talking to you too.
You,
good job out there.
I'll see you on Monday, I guess. It's a pig road.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, and thank you really for everything you're doing out there to, you know, spread the word and get students interested in educating themselves and taking a stand and voting for, you know, what they believe in. Because without a vote, this country really isn't this country. We've got to
right.
just keep it together, and the more people that get involved, you know, the better we are.
We're gonna start seeing a lot of changes. We're going to start seeing a lot of changes, I think. A
lot of changes. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, it's been a pleasure, guys.
Well,
appreciate
thank you so much.
Thank you, Trevor.
Have an awesome day.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. SSDP. All right. What a great organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important to get the youth because, holy cow, they're the future. And they're looking at their cell phones too much. Never
well,
seen so many cell phones.
You know what?
Loose.
At least they're getting educated. Well, depending on
well,
the stuff that's out there.
They're chatting.
I know.
They're IMing each other. Is that still even a... They're,
yeah, whatever. Texting.
You've got mail. I know. So
they're not IMing.
Oh,
well, I guess...
Texting. Oh, they're texting. Ah, whatever.
There's a couple different things out there.
Tweet. Can you twerk in a text?
You can't
can you
do
twerk
that.
Text?
That's hard.
Can you I don't know what they're doing these days. I'm old. I'm trying to keep up with this.
Thank God this is an adult
kid.
Show.
Oh, my goodness. Because I said twerk a text?
That's I don't know.
That someone's going to make a program right now called twerk a text, and there's going to be, like, text booty coming. All right.
Text booty?
This is
Stop
a show
it.
About
Get
cannabis.
Off the air.
Who's our next caller? All right. So should we tell everybody about, we've got 12
yes.
and a half minutes here. We got more news, I'm sure. And also, guess what came in? Woo! Our favorite day. When the blank white envelope comes in the mail, and we know what it is. The mailman knows what it is, but no one's going to say anything. Because someday, High Times Magazine is going to come, and there's going to be a giant picture of weed on the cover, so even the mailman knows what you're reading for the day.
But
someday.
You know what's nice?
It's kind of fun, though.
I wish all magazines would come in that. At least a plastic cover to keep it
from
getting ripped.
Or wet.
Someone shoved
no.
my Phoenix Home and Garden.
No.
In. Like, they were angry at
oh.
that magazine.
They did not
oh,
want to be
like,
working that day.
Whole, like, the whole thing had been
oh,
like,
no.
ooh.
Oh. Did you tell your mail carrier? Did you tell your local mail?
I almost wanted to call
Christmas
Phoenix
cookie.
And, like, save it for one that, like, it's my last month. And
they're
going
to say, save it for a rainy day. Buddy.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day. You and your RIP, you Americans and your RIP magazine. All right. So we got our new 420 magazine. Where's, is that the other one? You have two? We got two. All right. And everybody, seriously, come Monday. Get down to Club Excess. And it's kind of hard to see, but on our little flyer here, 420, noon to 2 a.m., 5851 East Speedway Boulevard, Club XS, first annual, 420, pig roast. Do you have a little piggy noise? No? All right. We can make one up. There's going to be an unveiling of a new product.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Enhanced. Why don't you tell us about that, cannabis kid?
I was like, you got caught me off guard.
I did, but I'm going to catch you. I'm going to just make you do it.
All right.
Enhance.
Well,
marijuana for everybody.
Enhance is from the makers of Holy Smokes, and they are called Botanic E-Liquids. And I have a little bit of information on the six new liquids that will be unveiled at the event. And they are one for indica, best pairing for an indica, best pairing for a with a sativa.
Okay.
Best pairing with a balanced strains for hybrids. And one with high THC. And one with CBD.
Wow. I was thinking about this. I was reading over this advertisement, and I'm thinking, why would you want to add terpenes back? Because when you heat it up, you're actually compromising your terpenoids, and you
can... Well, in the process of wax making, concentrate making,
you lose
terpenoids.
Yeah.
Well, you lose a lot of them.
Literally.
That's where
you
don't actually have the smell anymore.
Yeah.
Or the flavor. You
already
have. Yep.
And the feeling.
And
terpenoids provide a certain feeling.
Terpenes are
extremely
important.
Yes.
To why cannabis works so well in our systems. So just I'll go through it. So some of these ones, the one that's for the medibles, we always say it says synergizing with the effects of cannabis to create a flavorful and a positive experience.
Ooh.
This one is for quick circulation, and it's best with medibles. And this one has germarcusine, which is a bergamot and an anise.
Ooh.
Bee carophyllene, black pepper, and allspice. Pinene, parsley, sage, and rosemary. This is one that's really great for just taking right after you've eaten a medible, and it just really helps with the circulation of getting that medible through the body.
Wow, nice.
This one, I know a lot of people have the question of, we do not synthesize or isolate. Ours come naturally from whole plants, so we don't take the plants and then take out the terpenes without the flavor and the smell. All of our flavor and smell goes in there. That's meaning that it's not just a plain liquid.
Right.
Right. So you're getting that, that whole plant. And so we're also talking to people about it's explicitly designed for vaporizers, vape before, during, or after cannabis, flavor enhance, your concentrates, waxes, etc.
And I read that you can put some of this in your bong water for a little flavor.
Yeah.
Yep. Flavorful.
You know,
bong
you
water.
Get that little bit of that smoky, watery taste, bong water flavor. I mean, this actually really does help with creating a little more of a pleasant bong rip.
A bong
if
experience.
You will.
A more pleasant bong experience.
Mm-hmm.
And who wouldn't want that first thing in the morning? Geez.
Why wouldn't you?
How can we enjoy that?
Yeah, why haven't we tried that? Who's responsible for that? Geez, cannabis kids sitting right next to us.
I know.
We haven't tried that. Well, we have a bong right here. Do we have some of these products with us?
We do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be clean, though. Maybe on our next show, we'll get a clean bong and we'll...
Yeah, because all the new products will be out.
Mm-hmm. Because Monday...
It's the 420 event.
5851 East Seaway Boulevard. Now, this is new, folks. 12 noon. So if they're going to let you out at lunch that day because you've been a good kid and you want to go play on your holiday, come down at noon. We're going to be down there giving away some free things, hanging out. Until 2 a.m., there's going to be a medicated lounge with a full dab bar. There's going to be concentrates and edibles and smokables and enjoyables, good conversation, educational.
There's going to be a dab bar.
Yeah.
Full
dab bar.
Which is going to be incredible.
Be careful.
I mean, this is an event, so know your limit. There's going to be lots of stuff there.
Yep.
Know your limit.
Well, just be careful. Hang out for a while. Dab and hang out. You know, don't dab and run. That'd be like slamming, you know, a couple shots and getting in your car. Don't do it.
Just
dab
relax.
Dab and relax.
There's gonna be lots of places.
I was just going to say that. Dab and relax. Woo-hoo. You know what else we got?
What we got.
Well, I love the fact that everybody's getting into auto flowers right now because I've been growing them for quite a few years and was made fun of. because they weren't real plants. Oh, but they were, and I knew. So check this out. And these show, like, multiple plants in a bucket, it looks like here. So,
oh, wow.
10 tips for auto plants. And I'm not going to read, like, the full thing, but this is just if you want to get the 420 edition of the High Times magazine. Plant within the correct time window. Okay, so they're talking about if you're going outdoors, you want to make sure your plants are, you know, 12-12. Now, with autos, they're going to flower under any lighting condition, just know that. You can leave them in 24 hours, or you can go 12-12. You can do your 18-6, but they're going to flower no matter what because they're autos. It says give your plant a healthy start, and this talks with proper seed storage. So they're talking about sprouting seeds and germinating them, and they're showing, like, the paper towel method where you just wet the paper towel and watch them sprout yourself. I've never done that. That scares the heck out of me. Provide the plant with the proper environmental conditions. So they say in spring, cover your plants to keep humidity and temperatures higher. That's as if you're in a cooler climate area. What I've learned from growing autos for so many years is they're very sensitive. Coming up here, you don't want to overwater them. You don't want to over-nutrient them. They're very, very, very sensitive. They grow quick.
Mm-hmm.
I grew the ones that were done in 60 days. It's crazy fast.
That is incredible.
And they were some of the best meds we've ever had, right? I mean, am I right? Ruderalis in there?
Yes.
Let's hear it for auto meds.
Auto meds. Yes, incredible stuff that's coming out from the auto flowers that I've had.
Use the best growing medium possible. So don't cut corners here. Your medium needs to have the area structure possible, so anything you can add to improve aeration would be good. Don't overwater and feed your plants lightly. Use organic nutrients. And remember, the autoflower plants prefer a light feeding in comparison to their photoperiod-determined counterparts. So because they're little, they're literally, you know, a couple inches when you start seeing a male or a female part come out. I mean, they're teeny tiny, and then they just, boom, they just grow from there. Pinch and prune early, if at all. And this is why people usually don't clone autos, because they're so tiny when you're trying to pinch and prune them, because they're little. You got to be careful. But they do show an auto plant that was topped, the size difference. If you top a plant, meaning you pinch the top part of the plant off, so it'll grow two giant colas, two tops versus one. They show a big difference there. Harvest sequentially over time. It says, as they approach harvest, your plants must be closely monitored. Pay attention to tire cones and take into account wind, cold, and heat can affect them outdoors. So we've heard a lot of, Mr. Cervantes says, prune like you would a tree outside. Like if you're going to pick an apple, you don't take the whole apple tree down at once. You pick the apples that are ripe and you take them off a little at a time, especially for home growth. Otherwise, if you want to just take it all down, you can. Grow organic and prepare for your next growth. So they're telling you to get ready. Once you're at a halfway mark on these guys, start planting again because autos are quick. There's not a whole lot of time for learning with them, but because they grow so fast, so you get a little bit of time to do your veg, a little bit of time, and then your bloom's done, and you're good. And they're awesome. And I would bet that they are some of the strongest strains. Autoberry tested out pretty strong, didn't it? I remember.
I always loved hearing about how growing it.
And that was just nothing.
Right.
That was just a blurb.
I tried it one time. It was very stressful for me.
It's scary. It's a lot of work.
It
people
is.
Don't realize it.
And I can guarantee you, everyone who's having this problem that people growing, I can guarantee you, to get the meds that are suitable to use in smoking and making concentrates is very, very hard to achieve. To get it to that quality, you need a lot of stuff. If you're just wanting to grow a couple plants in your backyard so you can take the leaves off and juice with the whole plant, this would be incredible for anybody to do that. I think that's what scares some people.
Does that scare you, cannabis?
It scares the pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, well,
the whole around thing, just...
Nah, they don't need to be scared. Well, they need to be scared of us, don't they? We're coming to get them. We say
they don't get
Bellstar and Cannabis Kid is coming to get them.
Remember.
Thank you, SSDP, for coming on. Trevor, thank you so much for coming on our show this morning. We love you. We love what you're doing. Good luck. We hope that you transform from president into regional
outreach coordinator.
Yes. And if you have to go to Hawaii, we'd love to meet you there.
Yeah.
We'll write it off. First annual 420 Pig Roast coming on Monday.
Be there.
Thank you, folks. Take your lunch break and don't go back. 12 noon to 2 a.m. Yeah, we would just recommend that. Mention the code Doobie or 420 Tumbleweeds, and you'll get 20% off your entrance fee. Of course, we would always like to thank, we'll say Culture Magazine, AZMarijuana.com, Growers House, people out there we love, Blog Talk Radio, our new accountant. Give it up for our new accountant. And today's tax day. Happy tax day, kids.
Happy tax
day. Are your taxes done? Are your extensions filed? No? Well, remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Thanks, guys, so much. Have a wonderful week day. Go get your taxes done, and we will see you for the next show.